I'm Mark Bayshore. Whether you live in the city or the country, you've probably already noticed people setting off fireworks in anticipation of Independence Day, and not everyone finds this easy to deal with. And joining us now to talk about the issue, current state's Melissa Benmark. People kind of love fireworks, and some number of people are driven crazy by them. I've been on both sides of the fence. We probably all have.
Right. Yeah. And when I started looking into this story, I thought it was just kind of a cool Michigan parks story. But as it turns out, there's really a national conversation about how fireworks can affect military veterans. Mm-hmm. Some service members are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq and other places with post-traumatic stress disorder and being in a situation with a lot of sudden, unexpected explosions that can sound like gunfire or worse than that, you know, can trigger some stressful memories. And actually, I found a recent column in the Washington Post that talks about some of the social media activity around how some veterans have signs on their lawns asking for fireworks courtesy from their neighbors.
Yeah.
The reaction to this among former members of the military is mixed. Some really appreciate the sentiment. Some say, oh, great, you know, this just puts us all into this group of we can't deal with fireworks. Veterans can't deal with fireworks because of post-traumatic stress. So it's definitely a very mixed reaction. Here in Michigan, there's another alternative for veterans and non-veterans who are not interested in a loud holiday. A number of state parks are offering fireworks-free celebrations this year. And yesterday, I talked to Lauren Duvall. She's a spokeswoman for the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency about how veterans and others can enjoy a quieter Independence Day.
It's a partnership between the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency and the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And the goal with this is just to offer veterans and pretty much anyone else in the state of Michigan who's looking for, you know, a little bit quieter, calmer 4th of July, an option to go camping and just celebrate in their own way.
How did you get the idea?
It was actually from the Michigan DNR. They had a veteran approach them and let them know, you know, it's a conversation that they had about how fireworks and other loud noises bring up distressing memories from military experiences. And so the DNR, you know, approached us, said, hey, how can we work together to, you know, give veterans an option to get away from larger fireworks displays, spend a little bit quieter 4th of July. And so, you know, we were really excited to partner with them and give this option to people.
Did this have anything to do with the fact that we do have now bigger fireworks in Michigan as of a few years ago?
It's a little bit of that. The state parks have always just had the smaller ground fireworks allowed in their parks. They don't allow aerial fireworks. So that hasn't changed even with the law change, but it's just kind of being more aware that with those bigger fireworks, there are people that are seeking alternative ways to celebrate the 4th of July.
How many parks will you be doing this in?
There are 12 of them throughout the state.
And will you be letting campers know as they check in, for instance, that the plan is, I mean, I don't know, are you trying to also get people to not set off the small fireworks too? Or are you, what's kind of, how will you handle the fact that not all of the campers will necessarily know about this program?
There'll be signs posted at each of the 12 parks, and they'll also, I'm sure, as they're checking in, let them know. Campers are encouraged to maybe just cut out fireworks celebrations completely, but, you know, if they decide they want to, you know, do some sparklers or a couple of the smaller fountain ones, they are more than welcome to do it. It's just kind of being more aware that there may be some veterans around them that, you know, maybe require just a little bit of a heads up, hey, we're about to do some, you know, some fireworks, just wanted to let you know, sort of a thing.
Another group that tends to kind of not enjoy the loud fireworks so much as frequently people's pets.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the beauty of this fireworks-free program is that it's open to everyone. You know, we wanted to let veterans know that this is available to them, but it is for, you know, everyone in Michigan. And when we got some feedback from people as we were announcing this program, we did get feedback from veterans that said, thank you for this option. But it was actually dog owners, like you said, that, you know, were also really appreciative.
Hearing about this story really made me think about the ways that we celebrate Independence Day, and frankly, most of them are really loud. You know, parades with fire trucks honking, the 1812 overture with the cannons. Do you think that even just having this program in the parks might inspire people to think about maybe some more peaceful ways to celebrate their
patriotism?
Yeah, absolutely. Any suggestions?
You know, I was talking with our director, Jeff Barnes, about this as well, and he said, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of courtesy where if you're going to be setting off louder fireworks or anything like that and you know that you have a veteran that lives in your neighborhood, it's just going down to their door and saying, hey, just wanted to let you know in like 10, 15 minutes we're going to be setting off fireworks, you know, and inviting them to come in and be a part of that, but also just giving them the awareness that it's going to be happening so it's not like such a sudden noise or such a, you know, drastic thing that all of a sudden it's quiet and then suddenly there's a bunch of, you know, bottle rockets going off or something like that. So
it'll kind of start a conversation.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it gives you the opportunity to say thank you for your service, but also gives you the chance to just give them the heads up.
And where can people get information on which parks are observing this?
It is on our website, which is michiganveterans.com. And if they have any other questions, they can also call our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-MISH-VET, 642-4838.
And have you had any, as news of this has come out, have you had some comment from the veteran community?
Yeah, we've heard some really positive feedback, as I mentioned, both from veterans and from just people who are looking for a quieter way to celebrate the 4th of July. So it's been a really positive feedback and, you know, just really exciting to give that option to people throughout the state of Michigan.
Well, Lauren Duvall, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.